This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, I was surprised by this statistic. 25% of women admitted to deliberately posting unflattering pictures of their friends wearing bikinis on social network sites.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like they got their social media out there, went to the beach, unflattering picture of their friend when they might look better than their friend in the bikini, and they posted it.
You know, the difference between men and women is a guy would do it and then show his buddy, look, I posted this and it makes you look horrible. Ha ha ha.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what they're saying in this study.
What?
That guys don't care.
Well, the guys would be honest about it, too, and they would tell them. They'd be like, ah, look what I did. Whereas the women are, like, sneakily doing it.
Yeah. Listen, if I look like a beached whale, but you look like a model, just crop me out. You can still post the photo. Just crop me out.
They're not necessarily posting themselves in it. They're just getting pictures that have you looking bad in them on purpose.
1 in 4 women deliberately post ugly pictures of their friends.
That's not nice. Don't do that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, be a friend, use a filter. You heard that saying?
No.
So, yeah, be a friend, use a filter. Take all those blemishes and all those things wrong with me and just soften them up just a little bit.
I disagree with that. I think most filters are obvious and you look.
I agree.
I mean, I just assume the worst then. I'm like, that person must be 80 years old.
I have a friend. She was taking a picture of both of us once and she used the filter and posted it. And I'm like, it looks like I have makeup on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Why do you put filters with everything? I don't understand.
They're just not good enough for the most part.
Yeah,
they look fake.
And then we see you in person. And going,
whoa,
yeah,
looking rough.
Yeah, just in a day, you went downhill.
Yeah, you'd have those filters in person if you could do that. That'd be great.
The reason women use them, they're already used to using makeup, so this is just another makeup to them.
Well, and Tom, you were right. Like a guy will take an embarrassing picture of a buddy, like he's they're sitting there at a cookout and they're by the pool, and the guy's going to take a picture. He'll even pooch his belly out to make it look enhance it to make it even look worse than it is.
That's not what I was saying, though.
Okay, but I'm just saying my buddies would do that. Like, yeah, get a big picture of this belly, and they'd rub it, and then they would go ahead because they don't care.
Man, talk about the different standards. Meanwhile, I'm over there sucking in so hard. I'm like, I think I just cracked a rib. Something definitely popped.
Right.
I'll be honest. I did have to call a friend once and say, take the picture down.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Take it off social media.
I have never done that. Why did you have to do it?
I don't remember what it was, but there's certain things I don't want in the pictures. Whether it's sometimes I try to hide a drink.
Okay, well, that I could understand. But, like, if it's just the way you look, that's really...
It was. But I think my hair might have been messed up. I don't know.
And what's annoying is you'll say that and they'll say, I'll just untag you. I'm like, no, it's still online.
Yeah, I will report your page.
I'll block you.
But for Tom, though, he doesn't care about anything.
No, he does.
You look at any of the videos throughout the years.
I'll look at him.
He does not care. So the researchers, they had overweight people's like from the American companies, had them take pictures of themselves in bikinis. And they were each given the challenge to lose 10 pounds in 2 months. Whoever didn't do that, they were going to put them up on a big jumbotron in front of like some kind of venue, like a game or some baseball game or something. And most, they say that most of the guys didn't lose the weight. They were going to be put up on the Jumbotron, but a large majority of the women actually lost the weight.
This is like emotional blackmail. I don't like it.
Well, of course not.
But it works. I'm going to use it.
I was serious. I would do it if I had to. Yeah, if I had to be embarrassed.
So you would have lost the weight with
that. I wouldn't have, but I would use it on a woman. What? Since they apparently respond to it.
Yeah, they don't want somebody to see them in a bikini on a Jumbotron.
Wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't want people to see me in a bikini at the beach. Definitely not a Jumbotron.
Why do you even go? It's like you got to dress up with a turtleneck on.
It's cold. It's so cold. Brr.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Many of us wonder what we did before we had cell phones and we had to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, Cato used to read the shampoo bottle.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be honest, I did too. I'd read anything that was in there.
I got it memorized. Wash, rinse, repeat.
Good job, Cato. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't forget sodium acetylate and blah, blah, blah.
I never read those, but they would always have that little saying, like, the shiniest hair.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And I'd act like I was doing a commercial. I would.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, us sitting there and reading our phones is causing a massive worldwide problem.
Uh-oh.
Hemorrhoid epidemic.
Ah.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tom.
Apparently, it's not just people our age. It's young people, too. Doctors are seeing a tremendous increase in hemorrhoids, even with teenagers.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because we sit for way too long, and it puts added pressure on the veins down there. It's not just going, Cato. It's because we sit there long after we're done, and we get on our phones and do stuff.
Yeah, I have to finish my puzzle before I can leave.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Apparently not moving around enough also makes us constipated, which causes more straining and does not help.
So what's the difference between sitting in a chair and sitting in that? Is
the
it
support.
The fact that, okay.
Because, yeah, you're just basically just, you're hanging that whole thing down to drop.
Oh, my God.
We're lucky we don't all prolapse from it.
Boop,
plop out.
Well, and a lot of people, like overseas, they do, you know, they like the squatty potty and all that stuff.
Oh, here's great news about that.
Yeah.
Sitting with your knees up is even worse for hemorrhoids.
Oh, no.
So the squatty potty could be causing more damage. We're also not eating enough fiber these days.
What's that? Where do you get that?
I know, right? I know they sell Benefiber. I don't know if that's useful or not.
Is that in Metamucil?
Maybe.
So my mom has that. And just a little package like this. It looks like a little sugar pack.
She has what?
The Benefiber.
Okay, that's different than Metamucil.
You pour it in the water and you can't even taste it. But the next day, you can feel it.
Wow.
Another thing is we're all dehydrated. We're not drinking enough fluids, and that also makes us constipated. So again, more straining. Those are the four big things that are causing us to have a chronic issue with hemorrhoids.
Well, and back in the day, it wouldn't affect like the younger folks. Like they're saying, it was like, you know, you always thought your grandparents or your uncle had this, you know, problem with a hemorrhoid. But now it's going down to the younger generation.
Well, and they're saying basically everyone has it. But wouldn't you know if you had it?
Well, they're not really saying everyone has it. That's kind of hyperbolic. They're just saying, oh, my gosh, it's so widespread. Almost everyone has it. But it's not everyone.
If I have it, but I don't know I have it, then I don't have it.
Well,
you know what I mean?
There's innies and outies. It's kind of like your belly button.
Goodness.
Yeah, let's explain so the people who don't know what a hemorrhoid is.
Yeah.
It's down in that nether region where you go to the bathroom, and it's a blood vessel that has kind of popped loose and it's bulging outwards.
You know, you've exercised a little bit too much down there.
Or inwards.
Yeah.
Is it contagious? And I need to wear a mask?
You don't need to wear a mask unless you're really close.
You do need to walk certain directions up and down the grocery store aisle, though.
This might be a vaccine I would take.
Wow, if it only worked like that.
Well, this
so
is
it
warm.
Causes a great deal of itching and discomfort.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's why people get like the preparation H cream, which shrinks them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I also heard that it's good for under your eyes.
Yeah, because like it shrinks bags. That area, those blood vessels, too.
Crow's feet on your eyes, too.
Oh, I'm about to go buy some.
Will you buy me some? Because I'm too embarrassed to buy it.
Tara's like, this is for my eyes, I promise.
Yeah.
Right.
Wink, wink.
Oh, yeah, pregnancy's another thing that can cause them. Well, not pregnancy. Well, maybe pregnancy, but the delivery for sure.
So this is one bit of news that you definitely don't want to be sitting down for. Thank you, Tom.
You're welcome.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You know, with plastic surgery, it's all over the place now. You see it online. People, you know, they're doing their little debuts of getting something done, even maybe around their eyes or just anybody. I was telling you about my cousin who came to a reunion in a bikini, and she had just had plastic surgery. And she's like, hey, you notice anything different about me? Yeah, that's my family. And all the older ladies were talking about her, going, would you look at her?
Please tell me the reunion was like at a beach or a lake.
It was summertime, yeah. It wasn't like okay. Yeah.
She just rolled up in a bikini. Everybody else is in dresses.
Yeah. What'd she have done that she could show off like that?
I would assume enhancements.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking of weight loss, but that makes sense.
Notice anything different?
People are doing it. Yeah. I have a friend that works for a plastic surgeon.
Yeah.
She's a surgical tech, and they're all the time.
Yeah, and they say that they even do like plastic surgery parties now. It's like they do the big reveal.
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the girls get together, and they do a reveal of whatever they had nipped and tucked and ducked or whatever.
Whoa, watch your language. Yeah.
What is it that Dolly Parton says? If it sags, lags, or drags, I get it nipped, tucked, or sucked.
So what do you do when someone has had plastic surgery and they're like, you know, and you know about it, or they reveal that you've had plastic surgery? What do you say?
Sounds like you compliment them at this point.
Wow, it looks great. That's one thing people say, even though it may not look great.
Well,
like, you need a refund.
That's when you have an ugly baby. You just try to say something like, wow, amazing. Or something that's not directly a lie.
Well, some people say this, oh, you didn't need to get that fixed.
Or no, you didn't need to get that done.
Yeah, done or fixed, yeah.
No, fixed they might have needed, but it didn't turn out to fix it. So you didn't need to have that procedure done.
So does that make them feel any better, though, at that point?
Yeah. Well, yeah, because you're saying you looked good.
I know you looked good, but now you had that done.
No, they're just going to take it as, oh, yeah, I looked so good, I didn't even need to do this.
I think it doesn't hurt to just say, you go, girl, or boy, whoever got it
done. That's reasonable. You go, girl. In fact, go on out of here.
Oh, goodness.
Okay.
But I don't know anybody that's had anything done that they'll walk up to somebody and go, hey, what do you think? I had this done.
Well, that's because you don't go to Hawk's family reunions.
I know, yeah, exactly.
Well, yeah, that's the only one.
But I think it's friends. Friends will do that.
I have friends that do things.
Notice all of a sudden the crow's feet just disappeared. It's like magic.
Yeah, it's like they have no facial expressions.
My wife shook. Come home and she'll be like, notice anything different? I'm like, hold on, let me get a video game out. And then when she can't scowl at me, I know she had Botox.
Yeah, the Botox is hard to, I can't, and the big lips, I do notice that, like all of a sudden.
Yeah, I don't care for that.
Why do the girls want to do that and get the big poochy lips?
Well, they think it's attractive.
I mean, yeah. I think it's personal preference. It's your face. Do what you want to.
But we're the ones that have to look at it.
Yeah.
You don't, though.
You do.
You can just, like, mind your own business.
Think about it. You see your own face less than anyone else sees it during a day.
I did have to think about that.
You walk around looking out your eyeballs at everybody else and not seeing yourself. The last time you saw yourself was in a mirror when you had yourself looking perfect to you.
Uh-huh.
And that's how you think you look, but you don't anymore.
I do think it's interesting. Have you seen those, like, real-life Ken dolls or real-life Barbie dolls where they go above and beyond?
Where they go too far with the plastic surgery.
It is interesting because you do wonder. You're like, at some point, you didn't think maybe that was the line.
Well, you look at some of the celebrities. They just don't know.
Yeah, but it's their face, their money. Do what you want.
How about your lips? You okay? Would you rather have like big poochy lips?
Of course
lips?
I would.
Why? Your lips look perfectly normal and fine.
Yeah. I don't.
Look at those lips.
Ew. Stop it.
You know what? When they get that procedure done, sometimes it looks like, you remember when you was a little kid and you got those little wax plastic lips that you would get in the candy aisle and you put them up?
That's where this started.
It probably did.
And they trained us from childhood to have prettier lips.
Those people somehow got something miswired in their brain when they were little.
Well, that's how they trained us. You're right. Because I used to get those candy cigarettes.
And you had a problem.
And you got Red Man. Not Red Man, but the
Big League Chew.
Big League Chew.
Just like I used to shoot all my friends with a cap gun.
Yeah.
Okay, that
never mind. I shouldn't have said that.
All right, so what do you say when someone randomly asks about, like, if they had plastic surgery? Wow, it looks great. Also, you didn't need to get that done. How much did you pay? A lot of people are nosy, want to know how much that cost, girl.
I do. I want to know because it's expensive.
You spent way too much on that. What'd you pay?
And then people will say something to bring attention away from what they are just talking about, especially if the plastic surgery they did not. think it went so well.
Well, what you could do then is you could point to something on you and be like, oh man, that's, you went to a plastic surgeon. You think I should get the skin tag removed? Yeah. Just kind of shift the conversation.
Look at the wrinkles on my elbow. I just hate these wrinkles on my elbow.
I wish that was the only thing I had to worry about.
That's the only place, like, you know, wrinkles on your elbow, you're okay with that.
You just have to keep them bent.
Flexed all the time.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Let's talk about pet names you have for your significant other. A lot of people use these pet names. My parents had a weird one, but we didn't know it was weird because we were just little kids. But they called each other Beeb. B-E-E-B or B-E-B-E. I'm not sure. But it was a playoff of Babe.
The Beebs.
Beebs. Beeb. Like, no, they knew about Justin Bieber before he actually was big. No, so they would, you know, hey, Beeb, can you do this? And I guess if for them it was cute and sweet, and for the rest of us it was just weird. But apparently they were not alone. There's a lot of folks out there who use these pet names, and I admit that I call my wife one of these pet names. In fact, I call my wife the most common, most popular one, which is Babe. So I'll be like, hey Babe, can you make me a sandwich?
Sandwich.
She loves that.
Oh, I'm sure.
But that's the most popular one. 20% of people, one out of five people, use the term Babe. But it does drop for seniors. Only 10% of senior citizens use that. I guess when you get too wrinkled, you can't call them Babe anymore.
Oh.
It surprises me women don't mind that from the movie Babe that has the pig.
The pig?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're kind of calling her a pig.
I think it's just short for baby, and a lot of times people say, hey, baby.
When that movie was popular, you couldn't do that. And that changed for about a year and a half.
So what's the second most common?
Honey.
It is honey.
Oh,
is
okay.
13%, although Gen Z is a lot less likely to use it than older people. Boomers okay. like that one.
Sweetheart?
Sweetheart is on here, but first we got to get baby.
Oh.
So there's babe and baby. 10% of them call baby. That one is the most popular one for Gen Z. 15% of Gen Z calls their significant other baby.
Hmm.
Hey, baby.
All right.
Can you make me a sandwich?
Okay.
All right, then sweetheart, Cato. 6%.
Yeah.
That one's more popular with old people.
Okay, yeah.
And then love, which is British sounding. Hey, love, could you get me a sandwich?
Isn't there a movie about love?
She was in You.
Yes.
Her name was Love.
Yes.
Okay. I'm like, is there a movie about love? I'm like, pretty much most of them.
Well, her name was Love. You're right.
I got you.
She was all right,
precious, precious. There's a movie about that.
Yes.
Other terms are dear, boo,
yeah,
bae, darling, angel, sugar, and pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
See, for me, pumpkin is what I would call my daughter.
But do you leave the P in it?
Hey, pumpkin.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
I'm sorry, take the P out. Pumpkin. You said pumpkin.
Pumpkin. Well,
not just that, but there is
pumpkin.
Also the M is gone too.
Yeah.
And pumpkin. They said that half of couples use these pet names on a regular basis. But then there's also some pet names out there that are more honest, but not ones that are as common, like freeloader.
Aww.
Which a lot of women would use for their significant other.
Yeah.
Meal ticket.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Roommate.
Oof.
Yeah, tax break, friend with no benefits, and the only woman who would date me. Those are just a few pet names that are less common.
I'd stick with babe.
Yeah, babe is definitely better than that.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Well, have you ever, like, promised your kids pizza if they behave and do well? Like, you know, we'll get pizza after this if you're good in the store.
I do that to me.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I want to get pizza.
There you go, girl.
Yeah, don't act up while I'm shopping.
Employers do that to their employees.
Well, it doesn't stop just because you are grown up, because this is research. They wanted to find out what would motivate people at work to work harder, and it wasn't even a small bonus.
No.
It's smaller than that. It's not even props from your boss. Like, you did a great job today. You know what? Just good job.
Is it like just an employee of the day?
Yeah.
Or a parking lot.
It was free pizza.
Oh.
That's what motivated people. Free pizza.
I love the memes going around social media where it says, oh, you're doing a great job. You've made the company millions of dollars. Here's a pizza. No bonus, just a pizza.
Well, they did a study at a factory and sent three emails to three different groups of workers every day for a week. One said that they'd get free pizza if they met a certain goal by the end of the day. Another said that they would get a compliment from the boss at the end of the day. And the third one said they'd get a $30 bonus. And on day one, the employees who got the pizza did more work than anybody else.
Wow.
So the free pizza motivated them more so than the $30 bonus.
Ain't that whack?
I don't get it. Yeah. So pizza can actually move the needle, y'all.
Wow.
If you're thinking, if like you're a boss out there and it's like, hey, you know what? I want to build morale here, because they're always talking about we need to get more company morale because everybody's walking around like a zombie. They're not having fun here at work. What can we do? Free pizza.
Here's your $5 hot and ready.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. It makes me worry about people.
Yeah.
I'm like, I will say this. The way pizzas are, that $30 versus the free pizza could be a toss-up.
Yeah. So here's the one that's very interesting. So it increased productivity by 6.7%, just edging out the boss's compliment. For some reason, the $30 bonus actually made people do less work. Why?
Maybe they looked at it like, really? You want me to do all this extra work for $30?
Yeah. They were about 5% more productive on the first day than the other people with the free pizza.
Because $30, you're right, does sound like a lot.
But then again, it could be as much as 2 hours of pay.
I mean,
if you're making $15 an hour, that's 2 extra hours of pay.
At least they didn't say $29.99. Okay. But, that was kind of interesting. But they were 5% more productive, and then the free pizza was 6.7% more productive.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they do food here sometimes.
They do. I like it.
Yeah. But I hate when I get home and open my email back up and it's like, hey, Wendy's just dropped off burgers for everybody. I'm like, I just got home.
I always wait till we leave.
I'm like, you know, why don't you tell me that, hey, Wendy's is coming tomorrow? I would stick around.
Yeah.
I would work longer if I knew pizza was
See, they could have got Kato to work longer, not even in pizza, just burgers.
Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing about this, too. Pizza was named the top food to make people display addictive tendencies. So when you, as far as the foods you think that are addictive, pizza. And then you're sitting there and you're going to, you know, get your employees to work more and work harder. Pizza. It's an addictive habit. Before you know it, you know, you got some kind of program for all the pizza you've been eating. It's like, you know, I hawk.
Pizzaholic Anonymous.
I'm a Pizzaholic
Anonymous. UPA.
I started with cheese. Then I added pepperonis.
Yeah.
That's
now
what
I get
knew.
The meat lovers.
I like Supreme.
But 9 out of the 10 foods at the top of the list were highly processed and high in both fat and refined sugars and carbohydrates.
You remember when pizza was considered to be the perfect food?
Exactly.
It had all the food groups in it.
All of them.
And now they're like, oh, it's got processed pepperonis.
Yeah. You had the tomato sauce. You had the cheese for the dairy. The tomato sauce and what else? Mushrooms and stuff for
bread.
The fruit and vegetables. Bread. Yeah.
For the grains.
Yeah.
Honestly, someone needs to make pepperonis that are not processed so that we can enjoy pizza again. Of course, they have to make real cheese, too, but they could do that. Real cheese, real tomato sauce, real bread, and real pepperoni so that it would be the perfect food again.
Sounds real gross.
Yeah. Real good to me.
The most addictive foods, chocolate, they say chips, cookies, pizza, ice cream, french fries, the least addictive foods in the study, carrots.
Kale.
Beans.
Brussels sprouts.
Apples and brown rice were the least addictive.
Surprise apples is in there. I can eat me some apples.
And cucumbers ranked last.
I love cucumbers. Brown rice, though, what is it about it that it's just not the same? It's
I like
not as
brown rice.
Really?
I want all my rice brown.
I've tried it, and I'm like, no, give me that fatty white rice that's like extra starchy.
I'd rather have fried rice.
Mm-hmm. And they charge a fortune for it now.
I will get fried rice
I was
white
looking
rice.
The other day, and the difference in fried rice and brown rice was $4. Wow. I'm like, what'd you do to that to make it $4 more? A little bit of egg and peas?
It's those tariffs, I think.
Yeah, it's on the
oil. I didn't order any tariffs.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This is something that nobody asked for, but kind of makes sense in a weird way. If you've never heard of Roblox, it is a gaming site, and typically younger kids are on this.
Right.
There are some higher age teenagers, but it's one that's really aimed at, say, the 8 to 12-year-old audience, maybe even a little younger in some cases. But the CEO of Roblox, an online gaming site, says their ultimate future is to become more than just a gaming site. They believe they are also going to be a dating site, which is kind of terrifying if your 8-year-old is on Roblox and they start talking about it being a dating site.
Yeah.
That's precisely what you're trying to avoid with your 8-year-old online.
I still play Roblox, and there's a lot of fun games on there.
Call the police, kid.
But no, I'm just saying, it's like, you know, because they got the pizza factory where you make pizza and you sell the pizza and stuff, or you're the superhero. Yeah, okay, never mind.
No clue. I've never.
So Roblox has a lot of those simulation games, like where you run a store and you have to make so many pizzas in a certain amount of time and sell a certain number of them. It really trains you for working at Little Caesars later.
I've played, not on that, but I have played games like that where I'm making burgers and food, and I'm thinking, and I hated when I did work in fast food.
Right, and now you're doing it as a game.
I know, not even getting paid.
You can make billions of dollars on Roblox.
How do you mean? There's no one made $1 billion on Roblox.
Saying,
oh, billion of Robux dollars.
Yeah.
Oh, I
got
you.
Well, not even Roblox dollars. It's just like you make $40,000 when you're building these buildings and stuff. It's you can build them in seconds.
He's talking about fake money,
though. Fake money, though. You know, it's kind of like Fortnite, too. Like, your friends can play from all over the world. Like, you're playing against all kinds of other people. You're also, you know, cutting people's heads off and stuff with a sword.
You don't get any money for that.
You don't.
Just rob them.
There's lots of different games on there. Yeah. My daughter used to play a game where she was an auto mechanic shop.
Yeah.
And the game even had parts where you would rip people off and tell them they needed something fixed that didn't need fixing.
Oh, so it's like real life.
So just exactly like real life. But this guy says that for a lot of these kids, they don't do that much in-person interaction. And they said that this is a logical place for these kids. Now, they'll have to do age verification, so I guess they'll have to be more than kids by the time they can start using it. But they said this whole generation has grown up on Roblox, and they've interacted with these people, so why not put them together in real life and let them date each other, too?
And you create your own avatar with Roblox, kind of like Fortnite. You know, you get different skins in your hair. You can change and have a top hat on if you want to.
And you think filters are tricky?
I know, right? You meet them in person, you're like, you're not blue.
With a top hat and a scarf.
Now, that's a lot like the movie Ready Player One. If you've never seen that, that's a very good example of where the future is headed, too, where these people basically log into something kind of like Facebook, but they do it with VR, and so they make themselves look a certain way that's not exactly how they look in real life, kind of like how we use old pictures on Facebook now. And then they have, like, you know, they're this like super cool guy online, but in real life they're a geeky nerd that's, you know, afraid to talk to people. So that's what's happening with Roblox with these avatars. They've got these cartoon versions of themselves. And in real life, they're nothing like that cartoon version. But they're going to meet in person and find out this is not who I thought I was talking to.
I'm so lazy. I'd sign into this and get my avatar and would go lay up in bed and watch TV.
They do that, especially with those, like the goggles, with the AI goggles. Because you can literally watch a movie that looks like you're watching a big screen movie in your bedroom, and you could have the person virtually next to you sitting watching too.
I'm still surprised we've not seen, like, you know, cell phones on dates where someone's eating at two different locations, like the girl's at one restaurant.
They do that.
And the other one's somewhere else.
Couples do that on long-distance relationships. They'll set the phone with FaceTime right across from them.
You know what? I was sitting here judging all of this, but you're right, because John and I started long-distance, and that was our dates for sometimes.
You would go to a restaurant the phone?
Okay. No, I'm not that brave. I would sit at home, and we would FaceTime while we would eat. Which is weird, because then you just hear each other smacking, and it was really irritating.
That's funny.
So I will put you on mute while you're chewing. If you don't.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I saw this, and I'm kind of curious to see what you guys think, because there's a babysitter who wants to know if she was in the wrong after a mother freaked out on her, ordering some DoorDash while she was watching the kids. So the mother said it was irresponsible to have someone come to the house without asking permission, even if they were just leaving the food at the door. So this mom is upset about the babysitter ordering DoorDash.
Is she freshly postpartum? How old is the baby? Because I will tell you, postpartum does some weird stuff to your brain.
I don't care. I'm like, that's a simple solution. Find yourself a new babysitter.
I agree, but how about all the babysitters out there thinking, okay, I'm just going to order something because I'm hungry, can't find nothing in the house.
That's because it's normal and no one gives a crap at this one lady.
Yeah, I don't get it, because I babysit, and a lot of times I'm told, hey, we got food coming, delivery, it should be here, or order whatever you want to have delivered, or I'll take them to a restaurant.
This woman paid it herself.
Yeah.
They're just upset because someone came to the door.
This
is not something babysitters need to worry about.
The mom says stranger came to the door, but it's a DoorDash person. Now, there are some kind of weird DoorDash people out there probably, Groupon, well, not the Groupon, what's the other one? The other food delivery.
Grubhub.
Which one? There's 100.
I bet I know this mom's name.
Karen?
I'm sorry, Karen's.
So she just worried because it was a stranger. Now, I'm kind of curious, if a stranger were to knock on your door at your house, front door, whatever, would you answer the door? They asked these people this question. 48% of people said they answered the door if it's a stranger.
Let's ask the question again. Okay. Say it's someone I know. No, I don't answer the door. If I don't know why you're coming over, I'm like hiding, looking around the corner going, why are they here?
Even if it's like a neighbor or a friend?
I mean, maybe if it's a neighbor and I'm like, they're probably telling me something like my garage door is open or something. I don't know. But generally speaking, I don't answer the door unless I know who it is and why they're coming.
Well, you do have Jamie that'll answer it for you, though.
No, but we got the Ring doorbell. I can see who it is.
I agree. I hate when you're home, too, and you have to use the Ring doorbell, and someone's on, because then you get on the speaker and you're like, yeah, can I help you? And they probably know you're not there, and they're going to break in at that point.
Just the opposite.
Yeah.
I pick up when I am there. I'm like, hey, not here right now, but what can I do for you? Like, I saw you go in the house just a minute ago, Tom. I left through the back door.
Yeah. That's what's so awkward is we have those people who come trying to sell like solar panel and stuff to our house.
Yeah.
But we park in the driveway, so we can't be like, oh, we're not here.
You might have another car.
Huh? Yeah.
You might have another car they don't know about.
Oh, you're right.
They don't know that you have, how many cars you have.
I don't care. I mean, there's times I'll peep out. Yeah. I don't have the Ring camera, but I'll peep out. And if it's somebody I can tell selling something, I will politely walk back to my bedroom and just watch TV till they go.
You open the blinds, look straight at them, and go, I'm not here.
Yeah. 33% of people ignore a stranger at the front door.
Only 33%?
Only 33%. Well, 17% said they're not sure what they would do. It depends on the timing of the moment.
Idiot. Well, you have to be careful, though. You may need to answer, because there might be one time I answered, I looked out, and there were a couple of guys out there. Don't have a clue what they want. They were undercover cops.
Wow.
They were looking for somebody who lived in my house before I did.
That ain't my problem, man.
And as I'm out there talking to them on my deck, more came walking from around side my house.
Oh, my goodness.
They've been in the backyard circling the house. No cars on the street or driveway. So they parked down the street and snuck up. So I don't know if I hadn't answered the door that day, would they have busted up in there looking for
me? Not without a warrant.
Well, they probably had one. They were there to arrest him.
If they had a warrant, they'd have gone in your house.
But they knocked first.
But they didn't go in your house if they thought someone was hiding.
They always knock.
Well, they could have been like, we've got a warrant. We're going to go check your house for this person.
They broke in. They would arrest me for indecent exposure on the couch in my underwear.
You know what? We had something like this happen a couple doors down from us, and they had canine, the guns, everything, and they knocked on our door, and I was like, John, go answer so we can get the dirt. I want to know what's happening.
Well, y'all are living in the hood, y'all.
You ain't kidding.
I've never had anything like that. Have you, Tom?
Yeah, our neighborhood, someone got swatted once.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, they arrested him.
Their kid was playing video games, and I guess someone called the police and said there was something going on, and so the SWAT team showed up.
Yeah. It was so juicy. I was like, what'd he do? Tell me.
That's funny. I just hate it. If they do have a clipboard, I'm like, I ain't going to do no homework right now.
No. Yeah. I'm happy with my internet.
My roof's fine.
Yeah. Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.